from Davenport, and WVIK is my NPR station.
You're listening to WVIK Classical on 98.3 FM, W252 EM Davenport, and 90.3 HD2 WVIK Rock Island.
Working the swing shift tonight, Stan Kenton and Count Basie. Very distinctive and charismatic band leaders, Count Basie and Stan Kenton, each forged a new chapter in the era of swing. Stan Kenton started out with a mellow saxophone sound, soon changed to the brass-bound sounds that we recognize today. Count Basie comes out of the J. McShann tradition in Kansas City, formed his own band, and by the time he started recording for Roulette Records, boy, he had something different. The Atomic Sessions are recordings we still talk about. But let's begin with Stan Kenton, back in the 40s, when he first burst upon the scene with his artistry in rhythm.
We'll be right back. would spend it on the ponies. He would spend it on the girls. Buy his mother gin and roses for her poor old headed curls. But when his wife said, "Hey now, what did you get for me?" he socked her in the chopper. Such a sweet, sweet guy was he.
And her tears flowed like wine.
He loved the old race horses. He would bet them every day. One day he caught a winner, and the cabbage was in the hay. He indulged in fancy spending, ordered rings, cars, and furs. But alas, alack, like a stab in the back, she found out they were not hers.
And her tears flowed like wine.
Amazing. He got mixed up with the Flo. So Flo shoved him in the river. He'll not get mixed up no more. His wife then draped herself in black. That showed her figure fine. Then she cussed him out. The two-faced guy, no insurance could she find.
And her tears flowed like wine.
Thank you. Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
You buy a beautiful shawl, a souvenir for Aunt Flo. Authentic Mexican art, made in Idaho.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
The senoritas, they wave when you arrive at the docks. The native costumes they wear are slacks and Bobby socks.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
You buy some pottery there to beat the luxury tax. You find that when you get home, they sell it cheaper at Saks.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Fellas, dig that square.
Aye, Tampico, Tampico, on the Gulf of Mexico. Tampico, Tampico, down in Mexico.
Recordings from the 40s by the Stan Kenton Band from 43 to 45. We heard Artistry and Rhythm, which became his theme song, and disc jockeys all across the country used that as a theme. That was followed by Anita O'Day's big hit and her Tears Flowed Like Wine with a chant from the band, the backer. Then Eager Beaver, a very popular tune, and then finally Tampico, June Christie replacing Anita O'Day, as she would eventually be replaced by Chris Connor. Four early recordings from the Stan Kenton Band. And we jump ahead about a dozen years to 1957. Count Basie had been around for quite a while, but it was in the first recordings for Atlantic when he had works composed and arranged by Neil Hefti, and when he had a great, great band. You're going to hear a couple in here. Thad Jones, of course, regarded this as the best Basie band ever, had Al Gray in the trombone section, Eddie Lockjaw Davis. You will hear them soloing in Flight of the Foo Birds, which is kind of a takeoff on Give Me the Simple Life. That'll be followed by a wonderful work by Hefti. That's Little Darlin'. And that became for Count Basie, really what I suppose you could put that up to, one of those lovely soft songs by Duke Ellington. It is just, I suppose it's one of my favorites, and a lot of people love Little Darlin'. We have a great recording featuring the Swingle Singers on that. But this is the original. We'll hear Whirly Birds, and then the Kid from Red Bank. That's a nod to Count Basie's place of origin, Red Bank, New Jersey. And it's one of the few times where Basie sits at the piano and has these strong exchanges with the band. He tended to stay a little bit in the background, but he certainly asserts himself in this. Four strong selections by Neil Hefti from about 1957.
Thank you.
Kid from Red Bank can really play the piano. And we're so used to Basie recordings where he does dink, 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 a few little notes here and there, but he cuts loose on that one, and it was written for him by Neil Hefti just to show that the Count was a great piano player. We heard Flight of the Foo Birds, Little Darlin', Whirly Birds, and Kid from Red Bank, all of them the work of Neil Hefti, who invigorated the band with his arrangements and compositions. But what a band it was. Just listen to this. Wendell Cully, Snooky Young, Thad Jones, Joe Newman in the trumpet section, Henry Coker, Al Grave, Benny Powell, trombones, Frank West, Marshall Royal, alto, Eddie Lockjaw Davis and Frank Foster tenor, Charles Folks baritone, Basie, of course, at the piano, Freddie Green guitar, Eddie Jones bass, and Sonny Payne on drums. What a band! Earlier, back in 1943, that's when Stan Kenton really took off. These were grim economic years in the middle of World War II. And some of the big bands, Benny Goodman, Tommy Dorsey, Les Brown, Harry James, Benny Carter was big at that time, and Jack Teagarden, they were finding it really impossible to keep going, and some of them folded for a while. But Kenton was a phenomenon. His band would play anywhere. He kept an impossible schedule, and they were turning away fans all over. His new exciting sound just took everyone by storm. We're going to hear Artistry Jumps, which is a condensation of Artistry in Rhythm, a very popular record. We'll follow that with a classic, Willow Weep for Me. Now, that did not make the Billboard charts, didn't make much of a showing. As a matter of fact, Paul Whiteman's recording of it made number two, but not this one. However, when you think of June Christie, this is the recording you think of. And then finally, Concerto to End All Concertos. Now, that's a pretty pretentious title. Kenton was a fine pianist, but Concerto to End All Concertos, I don't think so. Still, when you think of it, Kenton plays piano, but in the band, Boots Mussolini on alto, Vito Musso on tenor, Chico Alvarez on trumpet, Eddie Safransky bass, and Shelly Manns drums. Yeah, that was a very important band, and Concerto to End All Concertos shows them off. This, too, made not much of an impression on the popularity charts, but it remains a touchstone of Kenton's career. Three from Stan Kenton in 43. Thank you.
listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone my lover's dream, lovely summer's dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart a breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow queen, weep in sympathy. Bend your branches down along the ground and cover me.
Thank you.
Three memorable works by Stan Kenton. Artistry Jumps, Willow Weep for Me with June Christie, and Concerto to End All Concertos. As I say, it was a pretty pretentious title, but solid work there. It was just amazing, the musicians he had with him. Boots Masoli on alto, Vito Musso on tenor, Chico Alvarez trumpet. Those trumpets in the Kenton Band were always extraordinary, from Chico all the way to Maynard Ferguson. Eddie Safransky on bass and Shelly Mann on drums. It was not a popular recording at the time, but everyone knew it, and it has remained one of those recordings that people talk about. Let's go now to, before we get to Count Basie, let me just read you something that Pete Rugolo recalled to give you some idea of what it was like. He said the band caused a whole new thing in music. It was the first time anyone wrote music that sounded very modern, like Stravinsky and Bartok and Bernstein and Mio, with whom I studied. Nobody had that kind of sound before in jazz or big band music. We did concerts. We really outdrew Toscanini. We were sold out at every concert we played. It was the biggest grossing band of all time. And that is the simple truth. Count Basie in 57 also had great success, but I don't think anyone scored the way that Kenton did. We're going to hear three more from the Basie Band in the 50s, Teddy the Toad, The Late Late Show, and Splanky. Teddy the Toad and Splanky not often performed, but they were Neil Hefti standards. And The Late Late Show, this is a vocal by Joe Williams, and it was never issued. It wasn't until they went on the road that they began to get some attention for the great Joe Williams. Now, this recording was unissued, but I included it because it's Joe Williams after all. More from Count Basie on The Swing Shift. Thank you.
it's cozy in the park tonight. When you cuddle up and hold me tight, stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Old man Moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming start in chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kissed and kissed all night long. Then we amble back to your front door, say good night and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, late show. Should be dreaming, starting chirping a song. While fireflies are gleaming, we kissed and kissed, kissed all night long. Then we amble back to your front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. This all started at the late, late show. Then we amble back to your front door, say goodnight and kiss some more. I guess you know I like you so. It all started at the late, late show. Baby girl, I hate to go. It started at the late, late show.
We'll be right back.
Swanky comes right out of Kansas City. It's that walk-in tempo that was favored back then. You heard Frank Foster's tenor solo in that tune. And before that, it was Eddie Lockjaw Davis following a vocal by Joe Williams, an unissued recording of the Irving Berlin tune. We started that set with Teddy the Toad, and it, like Splanky, compositions of Neil Hefti. Those come from the so-called Atomic Sessions, when Basie first started recording for Roulette, and it was a sensation. From that time on, Basie remained one of the premier bands in the country. And of course, also on the Swing Shift tonight, we had Stan Kenton at the height of his incredible success in the mid-40s. But that wraps up this session of The Swing Shift. Program is produced by Media Consultants for Augustana Public Radio. Tonight we heard recordings from 43 by the Kenton Band and from 57 by the Count Basie Band in the Atomic Session recorded for Roulette. Thanks for listening. Let's do this again next week. We'll get together and put in our time on another session of The Swing Shift.
This is WVIK's